Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Republican Policy Committee recently held a hearing in the Northwest to talk about some really important issues, and that's jobs and economic development. Give us a lowdown of what was discussed.
Well, I had the opportunity to join several of my colleagues at a policy committee hearing. This was held in Harbor Creek, just outside of Erie, to talk about jobs and economic development. And we heard testimony from economic development officials and organizations, as well as employers, about steps that Pennsylvania should take to improve both the local economy in northwestern Pennsylvania and also our statewide economy, and some challenges that certainly are being faced. I had the opportunity to talk about the importance of the coordination of services. You know, there are many, many different state agencies, whether at the local, the county, the state level, and even at the federal level, focused on economic development. We need to make sure that we're doing the best job possible to coordinate services to promote job growth and development. And in addition, there was an extensive discussion on the tools necessary to promote job growth and development. And I think that the information that we gathered will help us a lot as we go forward with the formulation of policy.
And there's also been an issue across the state with some phone scammers who are actually using technology to mislead, particularly senior citizens in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, we know that there's a lot of scammers out there that are trying to mislead people. Recently, there was a scam identified where they were specifically using a phone number that's connected to the Office of Attorney General in an attempt to get citizens to pay them money. And it's called spoofing, and it's a tactic that allows people to mimic the phone numbers of a legitimate business, and it shows up on the person's caller ID that it appears to be coming from that location. And in this case, it appears as though the Office of Attorney General is calling you and asking for money. So it's very concerning, and the advice is to hang up, not to trust a caller ID, not to give out any information, not to communicate with the person, just simply hang up. And I know that the Office of Attorney General, Bureau of Consumer Protection, is investigating this. And if you have a consumer complaint, you can contact them at 1-800-441-2555.
And of course, you have one of the biggest legislative districts in the states, and you often hold outreach hours for constituents to come in, and I understand you have some coming up next week. What are the details?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting outreach hours on Thursday, December 7th. I'll be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 to 10 a.m. that morning, and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to noon. And I would welcome anyone to stop by and talk about state-related issues or concerns. If you can't make it at that time, you certainly can contact one of my district offices, but it's an excellent opportunity to talk with folks about issues, and I'd certainly welcome folks to stop by.
And of course, there are many veterans in Pennsylvania, especially in your district, and there are special outreach hours for veterans that have need of assistance that you hold in your offices. What are some of the details?
Well, veteran service officers regularly come to my district offices to assist veterans and their family members. Coming up, Melissa Davis from the VFW will be at the Kane office on Monday, December 4th from 1 to 3 p.m. No appointments are necessary. And then on Thursday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Dan Falls from the American Legion will be at my office in Countersport, and he is asking for appointments. You can do so by contacting my office at 274-9769. And then on Monday, December 11th from 1 to 3 p.m., Melissa Davis will be at the Bradford office at 78 Main Street, and no appointments are necessary for that visit. So if you're in need of veterans assistance, please stop by at one of those times.
Also, a lot of hunters have been out in the field this year for deer season. And for hunters that were very successful and feel like sharing some of the venison that they harvested, I understand there's a program that helps them help people who are less fortunate.
Well, this is a very important program that's been around for about 25 years. And it's called the Hunter Sharing the Harvest. And it's an opportunity for hunters to share venison through the state program to folks in need through food banks and other organizations. Locally, there are two processors participating in this program. In Cameron County, Valley Meats on Rich Valley Road in Emporium is a participating processor. And in Elk County, Pete's Meats in Ridgeway is also a participating processor. So very important program. There's more information available at their website at www.sharedeer.org.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.